They spoke to us. Report from the 172nd Annual General Conference, April 6th and 7th, 2002. President Gordon B. Hinckley, like the polar star in the heavens, regardless of what the future holds, there stands the Redeemer of the world. In sunshine and in shadow we look to him, and he is there to assure and smile upon us. He is the central focus of our worship. President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the first presidency. In many families, there are hurt feelings and a reluctance to forgive. It doesn't really matter what the issue was. It cannot and should not be left to injure. Blame keeps wounds open. Only forgiveness heals. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the first presidency. First, prayer is a humble acknowledgement that God is our Father and that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer. Second, it is a sincere confession of sin and transgression and a request for forgiveness. Third, it is recognition that we need help beyond our own ability. Fourth, it is an opportunity to express thanksgiving and gratitude to our Creator. Elder Boyd K. Packer, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Nothing compares with a father who is responsible and in turn teaches his children responsibility. Nothing compares with a mother who is present with them to comfort them and give them assurance. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Peace, real peace, whole soul to the very core of your being, comes only in and through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Light dispels darkness. When light is present, darkness must depart. More importantly, darkness cannot conquer light unless the light is diminished or departs. When the spiritual light of the Holy Ghost is present, the darkness of Satan departs. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We can start making our way back to the Father. We should do so with as much haste and humility as we can summon. Along the way, we can count our many blessings, and we can applaud the accomplishments of others. Best of all, we can serve others. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. New members must choose for themselves in faith to be baptized, trusting in their perfect friend, the Savior. They must choose to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and that choice must be made not once, but every day, every hour, every minute. Even when the Holy Ghost comes and inspires them what they should do, doing it or not is a choice. Elder Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70. A special peace that will surpass all understanding will come to you and your family as you pay a full tithing. You will come to know that your Heavenly Father loves you. Sister Gail M. Clegg, second counselor in the primary general presidency. It is a blessing to allow children to run as far as they can under their own power to build strength for their own testimonies. End of They Spoke to Us, report from the 172nd Annual General Conference, April 6th and 7th, 2002. F.H.E.